in the limelight.
New evidence suggests that the regime in Riyadh not only had prior information of the brutal bombings and did nothing to stop them, but may have played a more active and direct role in the bloodshed. Stay with us for a report in this regard by Chile-based investigative journalist Whitney Webb for Mint Press titled, Leaked Cable Suggests Saudi Foreknowledge of Sri Lanka Terrorism. A leaked Saudi diplomatic memo obtained by Lebanese outlet Al-Ahed News confirms that the Wahhabi regime of Saudi Arabia had foreknowledge of the Easter bombings that occurred last month in three cities on the island nation of Sri Lanka, killing nearly 300 and wounding over 500 more. The contents of the memo, which additionally suggests Saudi complicity in the attacks, are supported by the connections recently uncovered by Sri Lankan authorities that the ringleader of the bombings, Zahran Hashem, had to Saudi Arabia. The document carries the Hijri calendar date of 1440, which equates to April 2019 in the Gregorian calendar, just a few days before the bombings, and is addressed to the Saudi ambassador to Sri Lanka, Abdel Nasser al-Harithi, and authored by Saudi Foreign Minister Ibrahim bin Abdul Aziz al-Asif. It carries the labels urgent and top secret. The brief memo states the following translation English from Arabic. His Excellency Ambassador Abdel Nasser al-Harithi, you should carry out the following measures immediately. First, you should delete all documents, computer data, and latest correspondence with domestic and foreign members and groups, in addition to imposing a curfew for the embassy personnel unless travel is necessary. Second, you should inform all those related to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, including counselors, security forces, and intelligence, during the three coming days, especially on the Christian Easter Day, to avoid presence in public and crowded places, namely churches. Third, you should send written news about the Sri Lankan authorities and their viewpoints regularly to this ministry. Signed, Foreign Minister Ibrahim bin Abdulaziz al-Asif. The memo carries the seal of Saudi Arabia, confirms the format of other leaked Saudi diplomatic memos, and carries two watermarks. The memo dovetails with other new evidence. The contents of the memo from the Saudi foreign minister to the Saudi ambassador to Sri Lanka, particularly its indirection of prior knowledge of danger in crowded places and churches on Easter Sunday, have taken on a new significance following the recent arrest of Muhammad Aliyar, a 60-year-old Saudi-educated Wahhabi cleric who operated the Center for Islamic Guidance in Zahran Hisham's hometown of Katanki. According to a plaque outside the Wahhabi religious center operated by Aliyar, the center is funded by unnamed Saudi and Kuwaiti donors. A statement released by Sri Lankan police stated that information has been revealed that the suspect arrested and had a close relationship with Zahran and had been operating financial transactions on his behalf and was also involved in the training of the suicide bombers responsible for the massacres on Easter Sunday. A group of board members of the center who spoke to South China Morning Post prior to Aliyar's arrest stated that the center was funded by local donations, student fees, and private donors who were classmates of Aliyar's in Riyadh, denounced Zahram as a troublemaker and could not recall having seen him at the center recently, However, the police statement that followed Aliyar's arrest suggested that his relationship with Zahran was not a part of his public persona. Of key interest in the police statement is the mention of Aliyar's operating of financial transactions on Zahran's behalf in the lead-up to the attacks. Several reports, such as this one from the BBC, noted that the attacks required detailed planning, safe houses, an extensive network of planners and handlers, expertise on bomb-making, and significant funding. Aliyar's connections to wealthy Saudi donors and to Zahran suggest that he may have been a liaison for much of that funding. In addition, the leaked memo's instruction for the Saudi ambassador to delete all documents, computer data, and latest correspondence with domestic and foreign members and groups suggests that the Saudi embassy in Sri Lanka may have been aware or party to these or other transactions related to Zahran-led attacks. While it is possible that funding had come from elsewhere, the fact that Zahran's sister, Madaniya, had been sent 2 million Sri Lankan rupees from Zahran just days before the blast suggests that the amount of money involved in the funding this operation was significant indeed and likely of foreign origin. The fact that the Daesh terrorist outfit quickly claimed responsibility for the bombings and that Zahran pledged loyalty to the group just hours before the attack further suggests the Saudi role, since Riyaz was revealed to be funding and logistically aiding the terror group in 2014. Earlier, leaked emails from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton revealed that the U.S. government has long known Saudi Arabia and other Persian Gulf Arab states are among the main financiers of the international terror group known as Daesh. The leaked memo contained in the email to Clinton states, "We need to use our diplomatic and more traditional intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistic support to ISIS and other radical groups in the region." Unquote. While mainstream reports have long asserted that it was private Saudi donors funding the terror group, this email revealed that U.S. intelligence had determined that the Saudi government was funding the group and also providing them its logistical assistance. The Daesh widely acknowledged the role in the attacks and its known relationship to the Saudis, in combination with the recent arrests and the role of Muhammad Aliyar in the attacks and the contents of the memo from the Saudi foreign minister, strongly suggests that the government of Saudi Arabia not only had knowledge of the brutal bombings and did nothing to stop them, but may have also played a more active role in the bloodshed.